So again, this morning is to kind of review and expand the instructions for today. So it's always useful just at the beginning to make the contact between mind and body and the earth, and just acknowledging that contact, and then from that contact itself, then the practice is to find that dignity of posture. And it's helpful, and even if you're in chair, is to instead of kind of curving the back, is actually sometimes I like putting a towel or something, so I'm tilted a bit forward in the chair, so that there's a bit of curve in the lumbar, and then allowing the vertebrae to stack, kind of pulling the shoulders back, pulling the chin back, placing the hands in a way that doesn't strain the shoulders too much. And then it's this dance between the, I call it schlumping. We kind of schlump and then we kind of pull it back and kind of straighten up again. And so a lot of the practice is just knowing that we're doing that, you know, since that's really the heart of the mindfulness itself, is really the awareness or the knowing factor of what's going on, what we're doing. It's also helpful to recognize that the stillness is kind of an imperative piece of just keeping the body. You know, I like fidgeting, but the practice is not to fidget. It's to actually kind of try to stay as much as possible with the stillness of body. The fundamentals are pretty simple. It's just turning the mind from the senses on the outside to turning them around to just kind of feeling the inside, starting just with, actually it's simply the largest movement in the body in stillness. And the breath as it breathes you, it has the nature to, in the stillness, to be a little more gross. So it's actually the you could say the most obvious place to start. And whether it's the just the breath at the nostrils or the breath moving through the sinuses, throat, the upper chest, the diaphragm, the belly, or the whole, I kind of like the whole body breathing, feeling the whole thing. So there's that. And if you only did that, you'd be doing fine. But there are other things that happen just in the sense we stay with the breath, but our attention is pulled, you know. So we get a few breaths and then something uncomfortable in the body pulls our attention away from the breath. And if it's just kind of subtle and not such a problem, then we just go back the breath. But if it's strong and keeps pulling our attention, then we can actually let go of the breath and turn the attention to what it is that's occurring in the body. And again, the practice is not to make anything out of it, just simply to acknowledge it. You know, and sometimes it's really just the play of these elements of earth, air, water, and fire. Of sometimes there's you know, the earth element of heaviness or lightness to be noticed, or there's the water element of a sense of fluidity or cohesion, or the air element of vibration or tingling somewhere, or the fire element of some sense of heat or coolness. And these are all just, they're the simple elements that happen. And again, we can be with them, note them for what they are, feel them, and then come back. Come back to sometimes just the simplicity of being breathed. So we always have this kind of ground or home base of the breath. But then, as Gil mentioned yesterday morning, sometimes there are feelings which are, you know, they're just extensions of simply pleasantness and unpleasantness, you know, that come and kind of grab us. And so it's kind of nice sometimes just to notice that there's this these kind of primal elements of pleasantness, unpleasantness, or non-pleasant, non-unpleasant happen. Those kind of the three flavors. And just to note them. There's also these, which are kind of mixed mind and body, but it's good to note them in the body, is the feelings or emotions that come. And again, they're reacting or somehow informing. Sometimes it's, you know, the heart's warm, it's love. Sometimes it's judgment or criticism, and it ignites and causes what we know as a feeling emotion. And that our ability to feel where it happens in the body. Oh, that contraction in my belly or my shoulders or jaw. And then our ability just to rest in the knowing of it has the nature to arise and pass. And it'll stay for a while. And then pass, and then you can go back to the breath. Or just sit in the center of things. And then this morning, just to expand a little, is the proverbial process of thinking. And that thinking process, first of all, the objective here is to know what's going on. So to know that when you're kind of lost in thought, you know. And the practice is, remembering and kind of feeling the body, feeling the breath, and the ability to, I like where the labeling comes in here, of just generically saying thinking or remembering or, you know, fantasizing. And knowing what what is going on. It's helpful in the thinking, first of all, to just understand that, you know, our nature is that we're between memory and fantasy and trying to come to some kind of conclusion, whether we kind of grab onto this memory or thought or fantasy, and it begins a train of association, and we sort of get on that choo-choo train and go off into the distant future. And the practice here is first to know that you just right at the beginning there is to know, oh, look, there's a thought. Oh, hi. And being able to recognize, oh, that's just a thought. And I want to really stay just in the kind of the center of my world. I don't need to get on the train of association, because once you do, you have to wait till you remember. And if you kind of catch it, right away and go, oh, I know you. And the thing is, it is really the peace between the truth of, the content, which is kind of the selfing and the storyline, and the process. And the objective here is to recognize the processes, whether it's the body, or whether it's the breath, or whether it's different feelings or emotions, or the thinking, or remembering, or planning. And just to recognize what it is that's happening. And in that, they are kind of trances. We kind of break the trance and we come back to present and begin to inhabit more and more just the simple truth of just sitting here. Sometimes a little straightening, and sometimes there's a lot of recognizing and letting go. Ultimately, this is really the practice of staying awake, sitting in the center of things as the breath, different body sensations, the feelings, the emotions, and thoughts move through. And our job is to let it flow, let it move through without needing to embellish or add to or subtract from. Just simply to, oh, I see you, I know you. And come back and realize the great comfort of just resting in the center of things as things come and go. There's really no right and wrong in this practice. There is just staying awake. So there's this practice of sitting in the center of our world. And the idea is to be as soft and as pliable as possible. And yet it's always this balance between alertness and the ability to soften. And just a description of what it is that's happening is, you know, the sense doors are essentially open all the time. You know, things come and they go. And so there are sounds, there are thoughts, there are different feelings, there are sensations in the body, there's the breathing. All these things, in a sense, are happening. And what we know as the kind of the awareness kind of dances. And I'm not sure why it goes from, say, hearing to smelling to thinking to, you know, that's, I guess, part of the karmic mystery of how it bounces around. But a lot of times, for instance, in the thinking sometimes, there's thinking going on in the background, but we're just not even cognizant of it. It's happening, but we're not aware that it's kind of running along. And then suddenly what happens is, we recognize that as either good or bad, and suddenly it's pulled into the foreground. And the idea here is somehow is to see that it is, on some level, this is just this phenomenal dance going on of experience arising and passing away. And so when it pushes itself into the foreground, sometimes we either, you know, get enthralled by it or like it or we don't like it. And then we create, I think it's called thinking, that and sometimes hooked with different feelings and emotions that kind of run with it, you know. And then we kind of jump on that train of association. And off you go, you know. And really the ideals here is that if you can, right at the beginning, if you can notice that, you know, that process, it's pushed itself into the foreground. And that due to the little hooks and charges that are based on that, the identification of it, we, in a sense, you know, good or bad, we get caught, you know. And, you know, when you're caught, when you're in your story, you know, there's not a damn thing you can do about it. You know, until you remember, you're just kind of, language, tripping out, you know. But the idea here is that we're strengthening actually the remembering. So we remember, oh, what do I remember? Oh, I remember my wholeness, you know? Oh, of just kind of sitting in the center and not, you know, in a sense kind of disappearing in the thinking. And by the way, nothing is happening here. You know, there's not a, you know, we're just sitting here. And yet at the same time, because of those kind of charges, we kind of trip out on them, and we give them fuel, and principally we're not here, you know. And the idea is to be here, and be here is sort of like with the whole thing. The whole thing means that we're just kind of, and this is the bad language actually. Is we kind of sit in the center of things. But, you know, from a real practice point of view, there is no center, you know. But anyway, just for relative purposes, you know, we sit in the center of things. And really, to sit in the center of things with these sense doors, with, you know, kind of the, Ajahn Chah would say, with the windows and doors open and everything just comes and we allow it to come and go. But the piece is not to get hooked, because as soon as we get hooked, then we go into trance, actually, you know. And the trance is is the selfing and the storyteller of how we're doing it. And wonder if you could just sit there without, things would just come and go. You know, it would just be a flow of sometimes the thinking, something would in the thinking would come forward, but it's almost like there's these six streams of experience, you know, sound, smell, taste, hearing, body sensation, thoughts, different feelings. They're all part of this whole package, you know? And depending on what is, what we're attracted to, or sometimes, you know, interesting, like the body, when it hurts, wow, everything else recedes into the background, you know? And that becomes, you know, in a sense, it's interesting because that focus has a lot of collectedness in it, you know? It's like, oh, man, you know? And a lot of times, of course, there's a lot of either resistance involved in that. But there's also a lot of collectedness. The other senses, they aren't really involved, you know. They're kind of receded, pushed into the background for a period of time, you know. So sometimes with body sensations, it's a little trickier in some ways. But I think also when we have strong emotion, that, you know, some storyline that is really a mix between thinking and the body contraction of either the wanting or the discomfort, you know, that's what it is. So I have one more piece here I want to add about instructions. One thing, it's wonderful, I use the sound of silence, which the Shapkar, which is, you know, sometimes there's a hum or a buzz that becomes so predominant, you know, and in the sense of just being open, then that can actually be a really great focus, I find, you know. So if that happens, it's not, you know, maybe it's tinnitus, but it may just be, you know, the molecules of life, kind of the friction of it happening. And it also becomes a object of awareness, you know. And then another piece, and I see if I can describe this in just a couple minutes. Maybe I'll do a little more in the talk. There is, we're sitting here, and here's this huge sky, big blue sky, and it holds everything. And the way our attention works is that we're kind of sitting here, and there are clouds, and the clouds are, you know, stories and self and body sensation, and it's a relative reality, you know. You can also, when there's enough ease and relaxation and non-disturbance, then you can just kind of notice that there is space that's holding everything, you know. It is simply, and it's not something, you know. It just holds everything. And so there's a sense of relaxation or ease of just holding the whole experience, you know, in a kind of non-dual way. It just kind of is there. And not to make a big deal out of it, but it's also, you know, just like sometimes the sound also, just the ease or relaxation of kind of the non-dual space of everything, that how everything is held. And it's actually a wonderful, you know, it'll comes and goes. You can't really stay in it very long, but that's okay. You know, to me, it's that sometimes when everything's kind of settled and my body's not hurting and I don't have any story going on, and then just kind of resting, and you could say just the space, you know. But it's really it's that sky of mind that's maybe its capacity is not within the relative, you know, the clouds and myself. It's just an ability to hold, you know, a great, vast, open space. So these are just different ways of playing. I like it, playing. You know, it keeps you out of trouble. Out of trouble. It's really, you know, this is a